Shalom and good morning. May the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with us. Let this peace be with everyone who is waiting for Jesus. Amen. We get into Hebrews chapter number 7, and we want to reflect on this portion, verse 1 to 10, only 10 verses. And we want to look at an encouragement to the people that were drifting back from the true worship, from the true worship, the worship based on Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. People who believed in Jesus Christ and people who had already put their trust for Jesus to be a merciful high priest. And now, when it was very hard for them to continue, they decided to go back to the previous order. And so the author here decides to give three types of order of priesthood. Three order of priesthood. A priest is a person who represents men to God, and he represents God to men. He's a go-between. He's the one who stands in and sacrifice on behalf of the people. And he tells the people what God has said. A priest is the one who would go in the presence of God before the people, and on behalf of the people, as people waited. Let me give an example of the priest called Zechariah in the book of Luke, chapter 1, where people were waiting, just to remind you, in the New Testament, where people were waiting outside the temple, outside the synagogue. They are waiting there for many hours. As he had gone, it was his turn to go back, to go on behalf of the people. And people were waiting. They were waiting outside there and waiting to hear what God has said or what God has to say. And so they waited for many hours, but they could not go. But they could not take themselves into the temple. They could not go to check. And so they started trusting on this priest, and that is an order that was there. I want you to know that there are three orders that are given here. And these are the sons of Abraham that God is speaking to. One, there is the order that existed before Abraham started the journey. That order is called the order of Melchizedek. The last session, we are told that Jesus entered into the most holy place in the sanctuary of heaven and became our hope, and he became our anchor. But he is a priest in the order of Melchizedek. So who is this Melchizedek? That is the first order. That order began working even before the children of Israel were born. Then the second order is what these people understood. It's called Aaronic order, or the order of Levi. Levitical priesthood is the second order. This is what these people knew. It worked as a second order. It was instituted by God. And it was there, it was God who brought in the people, Aaron, to be the first priest. It was a good order. But why did God bring Aaron to become a priest? Why did God allow one of the sons to represent the other sons? While people left Egypt, God had said in Exodus 19 that you are a kingdom of priests. God looked at the sons of Israel, the 12 of them, as priests. And he considered them to be a representative to the world, to go a go-between as a 12 tribe, a go-between between him and the rest of the nations of the world. And if God wanted to speak to the whole nation, God wanted that the whole nation would become a priest. But when they refused to enter, when they refused God to speak to them, you remember the day Moses got into the hills, into the mountain, and the people are told to prepare. God is coming to speak to you. And there he was. And people prepared. They cleansed their clothes, but they did not clean or cleanse their hearts. And when God started speaking, they told Moses, away with this speaking. It's so fearful. We don't want to hear him. Moses, go and speak on our behalf. Go and listen on our behalf. Go and tell God that you are going to hear. And go and let God speak to you. Then you come and tell us. Now, that is where the order of Aaron began. Aaronic order began there. But initially, everybody in God's eye, they were the priest. And that's the plan that God is coming to fulfill in order three. How does God bring everybody, the sons of Abraham and all the other people who are blessed through Abraham, to be in the first order? So God revised, or God, you know, revived the order of Melchizedek through himself. And he came as a man, and the man God represented himself here on earth as a man called Jesus Christ. He is God who became man. He is God who came in and was born through Mary as a baby boy. He was born under the law to represent those that under the law. So he came in the third order, and the third order is a revision of the first order. So Jesus came as a priest in the order of Melchizedek. I think it's good to know that. So the question is, why do people go back to the second order? They go to back to the second order. The sons of Abraham would go to the second order of Aaron, Aaronic order, because that's what worked for them. That's what they knew. It is a human representing human. It is the people, as we had said about Zechariah, other people are doing nothing. But God, when Jesus came, that order of Aaron came to an end. And please listen to me. When the priest took his garments, when they had called Jesus for the healing, and they were questioning Jesus who he is, and he said he is the Son of God, and the high priest tore the garment, his garment, from the top, and he was saying, without knowing, that the priesthood of Aaron has come to an end. And at the same time, God was tearing the tent of meeting in the temple into two, from the top to the bottom. Also, God confirming that what I have already shown you, that the Aaronic priest has come to an end, it's true. So the curtain at the temple was torn into two, helping them to understand that the Aaronic priest has come to an end. Now, Aaronic priest represent all the other priestly worship that is done by men. Our ancestral worship takes after the second order, which is the order of Aaron. But it came to an end, and God confirmed. That means everybody has permission and has been represented before God. You can go to God by yourself, by the blood of Jesus Christ. We do not need the blood of the goat. In fact, if you hold on to the blood of the goat, as we are being asked by the priest in the vision, people are revising the order of Aaron. That is unbelief. And that is what the Bible says. It is impossible for one to get to the rest of God if we revive the Aaronic priesthood. Aaronic priesthood means that it is a man representing you. But here is God, man representing you. And so he said, this order, let's get about a few things about the first order, which God is reviving in Jesus. The order of Melchizedek. Melchizedek was a king of Salem and priest of God Most High. You see, that first order is that Melchizedek was both king, Salem peace, it means Jerusalem, Salem peace. He was the king of priests. So he was twofold. He was a king and a priest. That's why in Exodus 19, God had said, you are a kingdom of priests. He brought the two, a kingdom of priests. Every son of Israel, the 12 tribes, they were a kingdom of priests. And so here we are understanding Melchizedek. He is a king of peace. But number one, but number two, he's also a priest of God Most High. That's number one. He was before Abraham, and he was greater than Abraham. He was greater than Aaron. He's greater than the second order. He met Abraham returning from the defeat of the kings and blessed him. Get here? Abraham is coming from defeating and fighting the enemies, the kings who had fought those days of Abraham, where Lot was taken in as a prisoner, as a prisoner of war. And when Abraham went to rescue, he came to return or to rescue Lot and the kings that had called him. Now, this man called Melchizedek, that order, let's look at it as an order. Because we are being represented as a man, but it is a representative. Just as the second Aaronic is also a man, but representative. And the third one is still a man, Jesus Christ, God the man, but still representative. That's first order. So he came and blessed Abraham. And Abraham gave him a tenth of everything. First, the name Melchizedek means king of righteousness. Then also king of Salem, meaning king of peace. So he's a king of righteousness. He's a king of peace. He's a king of Salem. He was a king. Without father or mother, without genealogy, without beginning of days or end of life, resembling the Son of God, he remains a priest forever. So you see, we are being told here and now, The writer here now connects that order represented that order, which is the third, that order, the Son of God, the Son of God, that the order of Son of God. So here we are not told that he did not have a beginning, but we do not have it recorded. There was no genealogy. It was not recorded. It's not about record. Just think how great he was. Even the patriarch Abraham gave him a tenth of Prada. Now, the law requires the descendants of Levi, who became priests, to collect tenth from the people. You see, these priests, the second order, which is now Levi, Levitical, came from Abraham. They're supposed to collect tithe from the people, meaning that they're superior in that second order. But let's go back. That is from their fellow Israelites, even though they also are descendants from Abraham. This man, however, did not trace his descent from Levi. He was not a Levite. Yet he collected a tenth from Abraham and blessed him who had the promises. And without doubt, the lesser is blessed by the greater. In the one case, the tenth is corrected by people who die. But in the other case, by him who is declared to be living. One might even say that Levi, who collects the tenth, paid the tenth through Abraham. Because when Melchizedek met Abraham, Levi was still in the body of his ancestor. So we are being reminded that Levi paid tenth to Melchizedek through Abraham. He was not still born. He was in the line of Abraham. But you're being told that that first order is greater than the second order. And you still realize that the third order will be greater than that. But let's stop there for now so that we can reflect. First order, Melchizedek, king and priests. And their priesthood, his priesthood was forever. There's some of those elements will come back and look at how God is reviving that. And you'll be asking yourself, if people are then to return to the order, instead of going back to the second order, it will be always good to go to the first order, the order of Melchizedek. Now, this is what every time when the people would bring a case like the one of divorce, they say, Moses commanded us or allowed us to divorce our wives. The law, that is about the law. But Jesus would always take them to the first order and said, it was not, Moses allowed you to do that, yes, because of the high-heartedness of your hearts, of your heads. But it was not like that from the beginning. So he always goes back to the first order, to the beginning. Father, help us to realize the order of priesthood. Melchizedek, Aaronic, and that of the Son of God. And help us, Lord, to know that when we are in the crossroads, whether to go to the second one or to the first one. So help people, Lord, who are now going back to the ancestral worship, to go what was happening before the ancestral worship began. Because God still reigned even before our tribes began. In Jesus' name.